Let's go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. And Alex, my son has been trying to get out of DIA for the last 2 days, but his flights keep getting canceled because yesterday was we had a snowstorm hitting the DIA area. Airlines continuing to suffer the combination of Omicron and weather-related cancellation. What's the latest?
Yeah, it's both of those coming together, Dan. And Denver has had a rough day today. Number two in the world for cancellations behind Nashville. And that's a problem for those flying Southwest Airlines, that Denver and Nashville are two very big cities for Southwest. So Southwest has had a rough day again today of 646 canceled flights. They had hundreds yesterday, hundreds the day before. They have had a very rough week. They, compared to all the other airlines, they were doing relatively well from Christmas Eve up until this week when the other airlines were having the Omicron sick call-outs. Southwest was able to keep going. Well, now weather creating the problem. Last weekend, the snowstorm hitting Colorado, then moving into Chicago, then moving to Baltimore. Now the more recent one of Denver and Nashville. Chicago and Baltimore are all very big hubs or focus cities for Southwest. So they're taking it, and they're going to try to get back on track tomorrow. But right now, the numbers are not good.
It is amazing, you know, how you rely on the flight to be on time and be at the gate. And when it's not, it's such an inconvenience for all those people who want to get out of town and fly.
Well, absolutely. And overall today, over 2,100 canceled flights, and it's been that way since Christmas Eve. And the airlines just, it's one thing after another. It was the sick calls, now it is the weather, that they cannot get things back on track. And that's why today, Alaska Airlines now joining JetBlue and just proactively canceling a bunch of flights, Alaska until the end of January, saying that they need to reset, that they need to get flights off their schedule, to get planes in the right cities, to get flight crews in the right cities, to get flight crews back who have been out sick because they otherwise can't keep up. Their call wait time last week was 20 hours at Alaska Airlines to get through to somebody on the phone. 20 hours,
wow.
Not minutes, but hours. And that they say they need a little bit of relief. So that's what they're trying to do now, along with JetBlue, by not trying to keep up every day, but just right now, wiping a bunch of flights off the schedule for the rest of the month and for JetBlue through the middle part of the month. But beyond Alaska today, it has been SkyWest, which flies a lot of flights in and out of Colorado Springs under the name of the bigger airline, United, Alaska, American. So Southwest, by far, doing the most, but with Denver being impacted, SkyWest flying a lot of United flights, and United, they're definitely dealing with it as well. And still, it's probably tomorrow, based on these numbers, not going to be great tomorrow. Hopefully, it'll be a little bit better.
Yeah, no doubt, because we have a flight tomorrow morning. ABC's Alex Stone, thanks for the info. We appreciate your time, as always.
Good luck getting that flight. Thank you, Dan.